It seems fitting to me that Miss Larkin died at 11:30 at night in late April. 11:30 would be about the time dancers are leaving the theater after a performance. Late April is about the time the ballet season is over and dancers are off for the summer. Mosseline Larkin was a consummate ballerina, artistic director, and ballet teacher, so 11:30 at night in late April seems the right time to close a life in ballet. I worked closely with Miss Larkin and her husband, the late Roman Jasinski, for the 15 years I was general manager at Tulsa Ballet Theater. We seemed to work around the clock. We traveled together, went on tour together, had dinner and parties and galas together. It was one of the most fascinating times of my life. She is renowned for being one of Oklahoma's famed Indian ballerinas, for performing with the Ballet Russe, for operating the Tulsa School of Ballet, where she taught little girls to dance with bluebirds in their fingertips, and for founding Tulsa Ballet Theater, where she and Mr. Jasinski spun straw into gold. They were experts at doing a great deal with nothing. At the finale of Capella, when the dancers carried in a huge golden bell, they had to be careful to keep the side with the huge hole in it out of the view of the audience. In the early days of Tulsa Ballet Theater, she helped sew the costumes and paint the scenery. For most of the time, the costume department was in her garage. She cooked the seamstress's lunch every day, then went to the studio to teach class and rehearsals. In her performing days, the Ballet Russe tours were more grueling than glamorous. They often danced in wretched conditions, so she was sourly amused at contemporary dancers' demand for specially built dance floors. She said that dancers of her era walked the stage before a performance to learn where the holes and nails were so they could dance around them. She had danced all of her life, from the powwows with her full-blood Shawnee Peoria father to dance class with her Russian mother, Eva Matlakova. I got to see Miss Larkin behind the scenes, where the hard, gritty, sweaty work is done to make the beautiful, effervescent ballet performances. She worked hard, then played. She loved to watch Gunsmoke on TV, and she loved to go to the beach in the summer. She was petite, always immaculately dressed, and she had the greatest sense of joy of anyone I've ever known. On our way to a ballet conference in Laguna Beach, California, our rental car broke down, and she and I sat on a curb for almost 2 hours waiting for a replacement. She considered that, and every hardship, a great adventure. At another conference in Kentucky, after a long and tiring day of meetings, she jitterbugged half the night with Alan Jones, the artistic director of Louisville Ballet, while I yawned and longed to go back to the hotel. Once, the Jasinski's home was on the Tulsa Garden Tour. They didn't have much time for gardening, so the day before they rushed out and bought flowers and plants. When the Garden Tour visitor asked her the names of the plants, Miss Larkin had no idea, so she would say, "Well, now, I don't know what it's called in English, but the Russian name is," and she made something up. Everybody was happy, her too. She had the creative solution of filling out the empty spots in the garden by stationing costume dancers standing in classical ballet poses. Miss Larkin was extraordinarily beautiful and charismatic. Her radiant smile could light up a city, and it did. No wonder, after her performance at London's Covent Garden Theater after World War II, the English press said, "She is the first ray of sunshine this war-torn nation has seen." And yet, in her demands for precision, she could be terrifying to young dancers. I remember a dress rehearsal at the Performing Arts Center when she yelled out to the corps de ballet of about 18 girls, "Will the stupid girl get in line?" And every girl on stage took a step forward. Miss Larkin's mentor was the great Russian prima ballerina assoluta Alexandra Danilova, equally tiny, charismatic, and powerful. Madame Danilova said, "In Russia, we were taught never to touch our knee on the floor when taking a bow, unless there was royalty in the house. We were to kneel only to royalty and to God. But at my farewell performance, I spread the roses that had been sent me on the stage in front of me, and then I went down on my knee in gratitude to the audiences who had given me my career. At 11:30 at night in late April, Miss Larkin made her farewell, not on stage, but in a nursing home suffering from Alzheimer's, in Tulsa, in Oklahoma, and in the ballet world, the curtain came down quietly. Brava, Miss Larkin. Brava.